Good evening to you, and welcome, as always. Sabina Trench, of course, from Schlienawa Careers, joins us every Wednesday evening in or about this time, and you're very welcome, as always. It's an email from NN, Sabina. I have an interview coming up, and I've been asked to give a short presentation on why I am the best person for the job. No slides, no props, no handouts, just me. Where do I start?
They're interesting now, because this is something that is cropping up more and more in interviews. I suppose what they're trying to do is get away maybe from, you know, the structure of the CV and that kind of Q&A that goes on. It's just back and forth, back and forth. So it's an interesting one, but it is a challenge to get it right. Now, your emailer there says that can make a short presentation. I would expect that they've been given a length of time for that presentation. And the first thing I would say is do not, and I'll repeat it, do not go over the time that you are given. Because you have to remember that there are people coming before and after you, and that you need to help the panel stay on track time-wise as much as anything else. So that's the first thing. I would sit down then with your CV to one side of you and your job description to the other side. And you really need to crisscross or match each one, you know, one against the other. So you might maybe talk about, you know, maybe yourself in terms of your past and your past experiences, and then in terms of them, the job and the future and what you would bring to the role. It's really important not to get stuck on too much about yourself or too much about the role. You need a balance, I would say almost like a 50-50 balance. So if your listener there had 10 minutes, I would say they might do maybe 4 minutes on themselves and 6 minutes on the role.
I can see an individual being very nervous about this type of presentation, particularly if they're not, you know, good at what we might describe as public speaking, or perhaps they're somewhat reticent about talking about themselves, or they're reticent about putting themselves forward. It's a difficult enough task to ask anybody to do, but particularly in the rather stressful confines of an interview.
I know, and it's yet another test, isn't it?
It is,
you
indeed.
You know, you've been tested with your CV to get into interview. You're in an interview, and now you're being tested again at another level in terms of your public speaking. And it, I suppose it's part of the reason why Liam Horan does public speaking and presentation training now, is because of the demand for it from people in this very predicament. But in saying that, I'm a big believer in recording yourself speaking. And it's uncomfortable initially, but in saying that, I think it is a valuable resource there on your iPhone or your smartphone or whatever it is. You may even have a dictaphone. But I believe in the power of listening back to yourself. So, and that, I feel, will help to give you confidence if you practice that. Mm. And it might be maybe practice the first 4 minutes where you would do an introduction about yourself, because to a large extent that will hopefully be maybe relatively easy to get you started, because you'll be talking about your own experience, number of years employed, you know, the relevant skills or maybe achievements that you've had in the past. So, you know, start with something that you know. And maybe in some ways, you know, because again, they're saying there are no props or handouts or anything like that. So there is an element to some extent of learning some stuff off here as well. And I would try and keep that quite tight. You know, maybe decide that I'm going to do 3 T's for myself. I don't know. Mm. Teamwork, technical know-how, and I don't know, another T.
Yes.
Think of something.
Talent, or maybe.
Talent, exactly. Yeah, maybe, yeah, exactly. Talent and determination or enthusiasm or something like that. And or 3 C's or something, or an ABC or something like that, that will help you to remember, okay, I need to talk about myself and I've given myself 3 T's to get through, or 3 M's or whatever it is. And that then won't be too many, you know, that you might forget. And also, it's not too few that you're not saying enough. So, you know, maybe 3, maximum 5 that you might look at in that regard. But I do believe that, especially for those listeners and this listener in particular, who may not have experience of this in the past, the practicing, the sitting down and the writing out something, even to the point of maybe even writing out a script initially, I would hope that you wouldn't need that as time goes on, but you have to start somewhere. And I, you know, I want to give your listener maybe some, you know, opportunity to guide, you know, to slide themselves into this gently rather than try and get their 10 minutes or their 8 minutes off straight away, because even the best public speakers, and, you know, the likes of our Taoiseach and all of those public people, they have speech writers and
of
all
course,
sorts of things.
Very
so,
true.
You know, and practice it just like anybody else. So don't be under the illusion that this is a very natural talent to most people. In fact, it's the exception rather than the rule.
Very good. We must leave it there for the moment. Sabina Trench from Sliano Careers, as always, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme this evening. And we'll talk to you again next Wednesday evening in or about the same time, 5:35 or thereabouts.